Jason right here on CorporateCoverageRadio.com. Today's sports coverage is being brought to you by those community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Stay tuned. More sports coverage on its way.
Okay, we are here at Portside Fieldhouse. Sorry about that. I was looking at some other stuff. and we're here with Diana Rammel, who is doing the announcing, the PA announcing here at Portside Fieldhouse for introducing the teams, and Susie Fortkamp. So, Susie, you have our starters for, you have starters for both teams?
I sure do. Good morning, everyone. Today at Portside, we have a tri-match between Fort Recovery, Benjamin Logan, and Springfield. First match this morning will be between Fort Recovery and Benjamin Logan Raiders. The starters for the Raiders are Kylie Frazier, Riel Gibson, McKenna Levan, Lindsay Cronkleton, Bailey Shope, Molly Vance. And for the Indians, our starters are Whitley Rammel, Marissa Garkey, Hope Wendell, Paige Fortkamp, Olivia Patch, and Brooke Collig. And Kiki our libero will be starting as well, replacing probably Liv Patch.
Yeah, so what I've found with our team and probably most of the teams, it isn't always the best players who start. We probably have 10 best players.
Yeah, we're lucky.
So when one comes out, you think, oh, why are they taking them out? Why are we taking her out? And you turn around and look and putting somebody at least as good right back in. So, you know, it's been pretty good for the Indians the last several years with when you do need to sub, you're just changing strategies and not going down in talent. So that to me, that has to be a huge thing for the players and the coach, knowing that everybody that comes in is extremely capable of doing a great job. So what are you, Susie, did you get up to the Bishop Lures?
I did not. I watched at junior high that night, but we did. The varsity has come off of two victories this week. Tuesday night was against St. Mary's. They won in three sets, and Thursday night against a very good Bishop Lures team. We won in three sets there as well. I think Diana said this is Benjamin Logan's first game of the season.
I believe, you know, I'm not sure. I know Springfield has their first match in already. I'm not sure about Ben Logan. So
early in the season, these try matches are nice.
Yeah, they are.
Keep working on rotations. And
Are these three game matches, three matches?
They're set to, they're only three. They don't go five.
That's two out of three.
Yes. The only time you can go to five is on a tri-match or an invitational is if it's pre-approved.
Okay.
It has to be pre-approved by everybody.
Well, and I to me, if you're going to play two or three or four games, you don't want three on the go five.
Right, yes.
Five deep, so.
I agree.
So that's plenty. There's no reason to do that.
I agree. And we're off. Okay, so leading us out and serving is Brooke Collig with a nice easy serve, and she gets a dig up to Hope Wendell, back set to Marissa Burke, who's just out of bounds. So first play for the Indians, out of bounds. But a nice looking play, nice good, great dig, and beautiful set, just a hit a little bit behind her head from Marissa Burke. So Ben Logan already making a sub for serve. Back to serve receipt, we have Collig, Kiki, and Paige Fortkamp, just off Paige Fortkamp's arm. Oh, and the Indians make a great play. I don't know how they did it, but they made a nice play. Ben Logan makes an easy play, and somebody gets the net. Marissa Garkey gets the net, yep. So, a great dig by Brooke Collig.
That other one, they kind of saved it, went up and hit the back of the raised-up backboard and shot down.
Yeah.
I'm still able to get it across.
I think it's just being in the right place at the right time for us at that point. So Ben Logan misses their serve. And
if that would have been me in that spot, though, it would have hit me in the head.
Right.
I would not have gotten it over unless it bounced off of my head somehow.
Right.
Nice serve by Whitley. Off of one Ben Logan player, then sink off another one.
Yep.
Barely got it over the net and went dove to the ground, but just hit her long out of bounds.
Yep.
And she, just as I said that, she hit herself on the nose with it.
Yep. Sure did.
Went off her hand to her nose to her teammate.
Yep. So Ben Lodenbach served to Kiki, to Hope Wendell, up to Olivia Pass, who's a nice, great kill by Olivia Pass.
Yep.
I tell you, her and she has that great little 42 play, is what we call it, and she always makes that work. So, in for the Indians is Chloe Showalter and Paige Judy. And it serves without a bounce and off to the side.
Just a little wide, but
yeah.
Still pretty good serve at just about six inches, a foot wide.
Yeah, she'll make up for it later with Mason, but I almost guarantee it. She's got a nice little, nice little floater. And
yeah, not worried about her.
Yeah. Indians are down 4-2, and the official makes a nice play pulling the hairband off the floor. I don't wanna, no injuries here today. Molly Vance back to serve for the Raiders. Up to Paige Fortkamp for Chloe. For Olivia Pass, she gets a nice kill again. And Olivia Pass for a nice play. Again, with that 32, she's strong with that 32. Back to service, saw the open hill on that one.
Yes, she did.
Yeah. Indians got Paige Fortkamp. Down to serve. And Raiders make a nice play of it. A dig by Pollard. Good. Chloe to Olivia Patch. Again, Olivia Patch is on fire. Let's use that girl. She's using her. She's swinging good. Swinging good and hard.
Very large height advantage
she
has right now.
She does.
I think the girl across from her might be, what, 5'7", maybe?
Maybe.
Yep. So Paige Fortkamp serve again. It's in and good. Nice roll ball. Roll ball for dig by Chloe Showalter. Kiki takes the set. Over to Paige Judy with a nice hit. And, oh, and they hit it out of bounds, 60 and 10. So Indians get another point off of Paige Fortkamp serve. Yep, and then we get our first lead, 5-4. Very strong serve by Paige. And they try to back set it, and she just holds it a little bit too long.
A little bit of a lift.
Yep, you can't hold it quite that long. So.
Good idea.
Yeah, good idea, and good call by the official. I've known that official for 20 years. He's very consistent.
Well, what's his name?
Dan something. I'm terrible with names.
Yeah, when he came in, I said, hi, Dan, and I was just trying to think of the last name.
Yep, I can't either.
He needs a nice block.
Ben Lodenbach play, and nice kill by number one.
Yeah,
Kylie Fraser. It's a nice strong hit. They're no bigger than she is. She's, you know, 85.5, maybe? Yeah. They don't have our highest. Yeah, they do. 5'6". Oh, what? Too far off. Nice hit, Claire. Nice hit. So Indians still up 6-5. Serve, Brenna Hellman. The Chloe Showalter up to Paige Judy.
Called for a carry.
I think she gets the ball behind her head and thinks she's got to throw it, and you can't hang on to it quite
that
long. Just hung on to it too long. So Kiki to Chloe, back set to Olivia Patch, and she dumps it in for her fourth kill already today. Fourth kill.
And that nice, soft little tap.
Yep.
She used the tap 4 or 5 times in a row to start the St. Mary's match, and then she slammed one that she's been slamming them. Now she just put that little tap.
She's seeing the floor very, very, very well. Very well. So back to serve for the Indians. Kiki, Brooke Collins with a dig to Chloe, to Whitley Randall with a nice hit. Nice dig by the Raiders, though, to Brenna, to Chloe, back set to Paige Judy. Dig again and out of bounds. Paige Judy gets her first kill of the game. So some nice playing by the Indians.
It was a decent play by the Raider to get that, but when she got it back to the other side, it was she about hit the official.
Yep, she
so,
sure did.
So you didn't get it across the net.
Yep. Oh, nice serve by Kiki. Eighth serve.
Put the Indians up 96. That was a rifle.
That was a rifle. Yep.
And speaking of rifles, we're all going to win one this afternoon.
I know. I think so, too. With that wow, I think we are all going to win one. almost blocked. So Whitley and Paige Judy up for the block, and it just goes out of bounds. They're both there. They had a wall up.
Yeah,
so we got to push over the net. So.
back to serve for the Raiders are Kylie Frazier. Nice play by T.J. Wendell. Off of Paige Judy's arms for a serve receive, and Kiki tries to make a play out of it.
Were either of you guys down at the WOW last night?
I was. I had to work the beer tent.
Oh, yep. And there was a lot of people.
Lots of people.
Spread out, so it was a little hard to tell.
Yep, it sure was. So it's a little tight to the net for Whitley Rama. And a little off pass for receive, so...
Well, we're tied now. I don't like that. Let's get this point and get back ahead.
Yeah, we'll see if we can get some better serve receive out. Ooh, Kiki to the end line. That makes it hard for our hitters.
And Brooke made a nice pass.
Yes, she did.
Paige Judy.
Yep. So free ball over to Brenna, to Chloe, to Paige Judy.
Nice.
That's our nice little trick play. I haven't seen that work yet in a game.
It looked like Whitley was going to get that, and she stepped out of the way, and Paige came from behind her and crunched it and gave it a completely different angle than the defense had set up for. So.
Yeah, I don't think they were quite ready for that. So it was a nice play.
Indian substitute Marissa Garkey came in for Paige Judy. Hope Wendell's in for Chloe Soler. Hope back to serve.
Nice serve. Dig by Brooke. Hope is set to Marissa Garkey for a nice hit.
Oh, nice double.
That's what we like to see, double from the other team.
Yeah. Indians up 11-9. Hope Wendell back to serve.
Let's see if we can get about five or six in a row out of Hope.
Yeah. Okay, nice serve. Back set and goes way out of bounds. That's what we like to see.
That one almost hit the wall.
It did. That was a strong hit.
Hit the wall on a short hop.
Tall girl, number 12. She's a senior. Okay. Yeah. That's a nice swing.
What was her name?
Bailey Shope.
Yeah. Hope back over by Hope. Yeah. And out of bounds by the Raiders. That's what we like to see. And the Raiders want to talk about it.
Four straight, wasn't it, for us? Or
I think so, because it was 9-9 when we started. Ben Logan takes a timeout. Indians up 13-9 in this first game against Ben Logan. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales here in Port Recovery, Ohio. We offer complete tune-ups, brake service, front-end alignment, and all scheduled maintenances on your car, truck, or van. We also offer any brand of new tires. Hastings Auto Sales also has complete auto detailing for your vehicle. Check out our late model used auto inventory at hastingsauto.com. If you don't see what you're looking for, give me a call and I'll do my best to find the vehicle you're looking for. Give us a call here at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
For years now, you've heard that Ford Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Ford Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our Ford to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Ford Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Hey, and we're back at the Portside Fieldhouse. Indians game one against Ben Logan, and Hope Wendell is still back to serve.
Nice serve.
Yes.
Out of position for Ben Logan. They free-balled it over.
Hope to Brooke Crowley. Oh, stop the blocker's hand. Ooh, they got the Ben Logan in the net, maybe?
Yeah, number three.
She's
in the net.
Yep, look, she's
her momentum took her right into it.
I wondered about that. I think that's why Whitley was so far up the net blocking, because she saw her coming. Mm-hmm. And that's why her hands were in the net. Because I was getting nervous as she was coming towards the net. That's like an injury waiting to happen. You know?
Yeah.
Scares me.
So I think that score is incorrect. They gave a point to Ben Logan and it's in full recovery.
Yeah.
I think it should be 14-9.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Indians free ball back over.
Oh, nice.
Ben Logan, a little miscommunication on their set there.
Yep. And I think Tegan's fixing the score here.
She'd be 15-9 hooks back to serve. I think she's rattled off about
sticking
around here.
Yeah, that was the fifth one. So.
That's the sixth one.
Well, I only asked for six, but I think we got seven, so I'm happy with that.
Yeah, we'll take it. You did say six in a row.
Yep.
Yeah. Put the Indians up 16-9. I think the score says 10, but...
Yep. I hope it doesn't matter.
We can leave at 10, yeah. It doesn't matter. We'll see.
I hope.
Yeah. So Indians off to a good start. Back to serve. Another good serve, I hope. Oh, in the net again.
Yep, I thought so.
Yep.
Yep.
A nice strong
ben
hit,
Logan.
But...
Ben Logan in the net again.
Nick Whitley was... Got almost burnt there pretty good. She was a little late on that block.
Yeah, I thought for sure Whit was going to get that one.
Yeah,
I was reading it.
Yep,
he laid on it. Yeah. Back to serve. Another good serve. Hit through the middle. Now Whitley got
blocked. Now she's ready.
And Logan free balls it over. Whit with a dig.
You thought it'd be good.
Back to Whit. Oh, nice kill. Nice set by Hope to Whit. Nice kill.
Yeah, they get so excited. Crush me up. This rotation right here is like... always so fired. Actually, it's this one and the next one. When forecamp subs in, they just get so fired up. I love it.
Hope with another nice serve. Set to the outside. Little spotted over.
Nice burn with the big.
Brenna. Marissa. Nice kill but hit by Marissa.
Nice dig.
Nice dig by Kiki.
Oh, man.
Another dig
Brooke,
by Brooke.
Kiki.
And Rammel.
Oh, Rammel with the finish.
What a beautiful set by Hope.
Yeah, it was.
Exactly where she wanted it.
I'm telling you about though, it happens with the dig. Brooke Collins with that dig.
Oh,
Kiki
man.
With that dig.
Those were good hard shots that we are digging out, and Ben Logan isn't able to do that.
Yep. And those hitters better thank that defense for that.
Hope with another serve. Oh, and right in the middle.
That was sneaky. And
nice try by Brenna.
Yep. Just not had it. I'm going to teach her. Get that hand down and you'll get it.
10 straight
yeah,
for Hope.
Got her hand straight up.
10 straight for Hope.
Yeah, that was a nice
incredible.
Run. Yeah, nice run for Hope.
Bailey Shope back to serve for the Raiders. Brenna to Hope. Whit.
Yeah, she ends up getting that kill. I'm not sure how she caught the other team in the net, so that's what we want.
Yep.
Now, Brooke Colley back to serve. In for the Indians, Great Sport Camp, and Brenna Holman takes the seat. Indians up 20-10.
Nice.
The overpass. Marissa had a nice hit on the overpass. Ben Logan back over. Good dig by Kiki. Nice save by Brooke. Page 4 can't free balls it over. Ben Logan to Kiki. Whitley. Wow. Nice.
Man. Well, they haven't seen Paige Fortkamp yet.
Right.
And I think they're probably glad to have those other people out
till they
get one from her.
They get one from her, and Ben Logan's going to be like, wait a minute, we haven't adjusted to Whitley yet. Let's do one hitter at a time.
Yeah, I agree.
Wait till they see that.
Back, serve, to serve. Set in the middle. Nice dig by Kiki. Hope to Paige Fortkamp, a roll shot. Oh, nice dig by Brooke. Back set to Marissa. Another nice hit. Ben Logan picks it up. Pass the outside. Good block by Whit and Marissa.
Oh, she was just snapped. Willie takes out Paige in forecamp. Marissa just gets a nice kill.
And it didn't matter.
Oh, football going on
out there.
Paige went down and went over top over the both on the floor. So our two hitters are on the floor, and there there's Marissa just smashing
them. Yep. Thank you, Marissa, for finishing that. And for Hope for seeing that, really. I mean,
she got it to the right side. She would have just kind of, without looking, instinctively got it behind her to Whit or Paige.
Yep.
That wouldn't work very well.
They'd have been passing the ball with her sitting on the floor. That was good.
I think big size 15 that Whit has
right there.
Wow, size 15.
She's a men's 13, so I don't know how that translates to a men's.
Usually it's one size larger, so 14s for women.
That's a good size shoe. Oh, dang it. Got it right in the face. So Ben Logan has a great play. A good hit off the side of our blocker. So
Molly Vance, she's got two kills in a row.
Yeah.
22-12, the Indians are up.
I don't know, as little as she is, I don't know how she managed to get it there, but...
So Kiki struggles a little bit with the serve receive. That's the Indians got a free ball it over. Blocked by Marissa and Whit.
Good.
And it falls.
Yeah.
Point for the Indians.
In for the Indians, Liv Patch. Kiki has a seat, and back to serve will be the sophomore, Whitney Rammel.
I believe you said, Diana, that we just had her start serving this year?
She's always served, but she she's never been real consistent. I've been really working hard. I think between me coaching her and honestly, I think having Paige Forkamp there with her to encourage her, that's been a huge thing. I don't know that I told Susie that, but having Paige to help her and be like her mentor has been a good help for her. So, but, you know, dang it, she just missed that one.
Yeah, she got the first one and hit the second one into the net. That's okay.
Sometimes her adrenaline gets the best of her.
And Logan back to serve. Pass by Kiki up to Hope. Got Paige. And Logan picked it up. Raiders missed pass, and that's the first game. 25-13.
Oh, gosh, we haven't said the score in a while. I didn't realize it was. All right, we'll take a break.
Yep, well, we got those 10 in a row, and we kind of jibber-jabbered.
Yeah, we did.
Be back in just a little bit. Main Street Market is having a big end of the summer sale going on now through Labor Day with great prices throughout the store. Looking for some great brats for the grill? They have 5 packs of Johnsonville brats on sale. Get 2 packs of their fresh brats for $9.99 or 2 packs of Johnsonville smoked brats for $8.99. And you can get their great quarter-pound hamburger patties for the package for just $2.99. And if you're looking for some great steaks for the grill, how about these? Ribeye steaks for $6.99 a pound. Or New York strip steaks for just $4.99 a pound. These are all available in their grab-and-go kits. So get to Wayne Street Market and get in on these great prices for some great grilling. These special prices are good through Labor Day, and they'll be open from 10 to 2 on Labor Day Monday. You can always count on great prices and great selection at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking. But that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good about doing it. Ferris commercial grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more work done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
They're back. Mary Colleen's will be open the rest of the summer, Thursday through Sunday. They're open at 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and 3 o'clock on Thursday afternoon. That means you can get all your favorites again. Wings, subs, great sandwiches, and fried goodies, and of course, their pizza. Call ahead at 375-4274, then just drive through and pick it up, or stop by and see Corey and Jared and order your food and visit with the gang while your food's getting ready. And don't forget their famous pizza and wing buffet every Friday at lunch. Miracle Lanes, now open Thursday through Sunday for the rest of the summer. Stop in or call 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95. And you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
Okay, we're back here at the Fort Sight Fieldhouse. Indians take the first game against the Ben Logan Raiders, 25-23. 13. Goodness sake. Well, you know, that's 5 minutes ago. I already forget. No. Just a few stats for that first game. Olivia Patch had 4 kills. Paige Judy with 2. And Whitley Rammel with 4, and Marissa Garkey had 1. So, and then dig-wise, Susie, I'll let you take care of the digs.
Brooke Colley had 5, Kiki had 5, Brenna had 4, Whit had 2, Chloe had 1, Paige had 1. There could be some more digs than that. I'm not very good at tracking
those. That's okay. I've been watching, and you've been tracking it every time I say it. So
yeah,
you're doing great.
Remember one I just missed. But
yeah, you got it. And then a nice string of serves by Hope Wendell. She had
10
in a row, and 9 of those were sort of points. So good job.
Good 8 for 2 in there.
Yep, she had 1 8. Yep. So I'll let Susie do some play-by-play. And
Ben Logan back to serve to start the second set off. Serve through the middle of Paige Forgan, set to Whit. Nice hit through the middle. Ben Logan picks it up. They come back. Kiki dig. Hope. To Brooke Colley. Nice kill.
Yeah. Nice kill by Brooke Colley. You got the Kiki dig.
Yep.
All right. I'll keep you on track. You're doing great. A nice kill by it. That was a good, strong, first strong hit I've seen Brooke Colley hit.
Like, yeah, nice.
Yeah, you couldn't tell she's a little shy yet with hitting, yeah. But I think if between Travis and Chelsea, they'll get her swinging.
She can't be afraid of those big blocks on the
right.
Other side. Just got to hit around.
Right.
Line.
Yeah. She's just got to hit them high and hard.
Yeah.
You know, hit them off their hands.
Yeah.
And they just keep telling her that, and she keeps working on it. She'll figure it out. She's a smart kid.
Drop those roll shots in every once in a while. Keep them on their toes.
Yes, absolutely. And she does those very well.
Had a serve and got a point off of that. Ben Logan, I believe they hit it.
Out of bounds?
Yep, out of bounds.
Yep.
Next serve again, Brooke Colley.
Nice serve
in the middle. The near side. Ben Logan with a kick. Oh, Kiki, you have a nice dig. Whit, he drops it.
That was a beautiful
little drop shot in there for Whit.
Yeah,
nice kill.
You know, when you get a quick play like that, and her first 4, she just hammers, and then you give her something perfect, and they're ready for the hammer, and she just lofts it right into a hole.
Oh, ace by Brooke Colley. Nice serve. Dropped it right in the middle.
Yep, that one came across and then died, and the girl dived at it, got her hand on it, but went straight to her right.
Yeah.
Indians up 4-0. Let's back to serve. Another nice serve in the middle. Another ace.
Same
spot.
Yep. Just died. Her ball just takes a nosedive.
That's a pretty nice knuckleball, isn't she?
Yeah. Yep. I don't know how she does it, but.
Ooh, a little soft short one there. Oh, nice. Ben Logan overpass it, and Whit took it and put it right down.
Yep.
Yep, she did a little better job of getting to that one, got it up in the air, but it came across the net and Whit just put it down.
Yeah, Whitley said, not today. So right now, Ben Logan
is in trouble.
Struggling.
Man.
And they couldn't get the ball over the net. 7-0 Indians up. Brooke back to serve on the court. And Brooke Colley, Hope Wendell, Kiki Wendell in the front row is Paige Forkamp, Marissa Berkey, and Whitley Rammel. Another good serve. Another ace by Brooke Colley.
She is making that first hit so hard on them. Like that one, girl got her hands on it, but it never got above her shoulder.
Yep. And she held on to it a little bit too long. That's something you don't see too often is the lift call on serve receive.
Whit got her hand on that one, but it dropped.
Yep.
So point for Ben Logan. Indians up 8-1. Back to serve for the Raiders is Lindsay Conklin. Serve. Picked up by Paige Forkamp.
There it is.
Yeah. Hope had a nice serve to Paige and drills it.
Paige Forkamp says, oh yeah. I think she might have to wipe the drool off her chin.
I couldn't see your eyes, but I bet they're as big as a saucer.
That was pretty. That was pretty.
That might have hurt only the girl that took that in the face.
Yes. I'm saying that.
Whit just wide on her serve. Kiki back in for Whit. In the front row, Patch is in for
Kiki.
Yep,
Kiki.
That's our libero rotation. Yep. And Logan back there. Kiki picks it up. Hope is a nice set to Marissa. And she counts it down.
Yep, nice.
Nice back set.
I think they were looking forward to get it over to Olivia on the other side.
Yeah.
They kind of had their defense at least leaning that direction.
Yeah, and that's a sign of a good setter, too, because you teach your setters to use their peripheral vision. Where is your blocker, and where do I need to get this ball to? And I think Hope does a nice job of that. So.
Lily with a serve, page four camp. Back over, Ben Logan free balls it over.
Just kind of free ball play.
Whoa. Chloe and Paige blasts it out of bounds.
Yeah. Less than a foot out of bounds.
Yep. That pretty play.
Hard shot. Yep.
Pretty play. In for the Indians, Chloe Showwater in for Hope. And in the front row, Paige Judy came in for Marissa. And Logan back to serve. Passed by Fortkamp over to Olivia Patch. The Raiders pick it up.
Oh.
Got a touch on the hit over, but we just couldn't pick it up.
Yeah. Just over Chloe, and Brooke Collins was there.
Had a hand on it.
Yeah, I think she thought Chloe had it, and they were both going for it. I'll take it.
Indians up 10-4. There's Brooke Collins. Chloe sets to Paige Judy, but it's called for a lift.
Yeah, it was only a matter of time before that was called. She just held on to it a little bit too long.
I'm not seeing any of that.
Yeah. Yep. I can explain it to you, but
I know what they're saying. I just don't. I'm just watching them play volleyball.
Yeah, there's a difference between a double and a lift. If you hold it too long, that's a lift.
Yep.
If the ball spins because it's coming off your hand,
because it hit your hands at different times.
Yes. Yeah. Then they call the double. So. Yeah.
The Raiders serve it out of bounds. You're back to serve for the Indians and Brenna Holman. They toss it over the net. Liv sends it back. Back to Paige Judy, to Chloe, to Paige Judy.
Nice
hit. A little ping pong ball going up in the ceiling, and it's killed for that.
Went up to the ceiling, hit off the ceiling, hit off one of the beams up there, and then came down. Yep. So there's no way.
They made a play off of it, though.
Yeah,
they made a good play.
Got their hand on it.
Yep.
That was about as good as they could do, right?
Yeah.
Good old smash.
Yep.
Running back to serve. The Indians are 12-5. Serve in the middle. Pass over the right side and blocked by Liv and Brooke Collins. Point Indians.
Nice play by the Indians.
Not sure who got their hands on that.
I think it was Liv, but if they're both up, I usually give it to both of them. So, but I think it was all Liv. So we're going to take a little break because Ben Logan wants to talk about being down 13-5, I guess.
Yep.
At Hull Brothers and Port Recovery, we know that maintaining your equipment's health keeps it running at peak performance. That's why we carry genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries for your total maintenance solution. Achieve longer service intervals and higher performance with OEM lubricants. Maximize your engine's efficiency with Case IH approved filters and depend on our quick starting batteries designed to handle extreme vibrations and temperature. Visit Hull Brothers and Port Recovery today and purchase your genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries to get the most out of your investment.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, latte, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Okay, we're back. The Indians just out of bounds by Brenna Holman on the serve. So Indians still up 13-6.
Back to serve for the Raiders, Kylie Frazier. She gets it over and picked up by Brooke Collig. Chloe set to Paige Judy. Block it, and they're going to free ball it over.
Oh.
Can't quite get to it. Liv and Paige got their hands on it, but just couldn't quite pick it up.
Yep. Nice try, though. Nice try.
Point for the Raiders. 13-7, Indians are up. Serve in the middle for Collins. Dig. Chloe to Paige Judy. She roll shots it over into the middle. To the near side, Brenna with the dig. Chloe to Paige Judy.
Oh, nice dig there.
That was. Lily with the pig.
Oh, nice, oh, play, nice play by KT.
Gets it over.
A little one-hander by Olivia Patch. Oh, and another one-hander.
Probably one-hander. Brenna free balls it over.
Indians are getting it.
Yeah.
Look at our
Brenna
defense.
With another dig. Chloe taps it over. Set up for the Raiders. Tight set.
Yeah, in the net. Raiders in the net. Yep.
So that was a good, strong volley from both teams.
Yeah.
Really good. Indians girls had several kind of almost amazing saves, like the one that came shooting down off the I-beam and was able to get it up in the air enough that somebody else could run under it.
Mm-hmm. Kiki back to serve.
Brenna was standing there waiting on it. She didn't know it.
Yep. And then they got tangled up so Brenna couldn't get turned to go get it.
Yep.
Point for the Raiders.
Yeah. That won't happen very much anymore.
Nope. At least they're both going for it. It's better than seeing it fall.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen that too many times in my lifetime.
Indians up 14-8. Back to serve for the Raiders is Bailey Shope. Serve to Paige Judy, to Chloe, to Brooke Pollig. Back over, Ben Logan sets up, and a kill down the middle. Nice hit by number 15, Molly Vance.
That was nice.
Yeah, nice play by Ben Logan. Yeah.
Well, we're up 5 now. We need to get a stop here so we can get the game back under control.
See if we can get our momentum back here.
Brenna with the big up to Witt.
A little tight for Witt.
Tight, yep. A scrappy play. Riccali pushes it over. Back set for Ben Logan and Riccali with the dig. Chloe to Paige Judy. Little shot. Ben Logan coming back on the left side.
Oh, a nice dig by Chloe.
Yep. Over to Paige Judy. And she puts it down. Off the block.
Yep, nice swing.
Yeah, nice play by the Indians.
Yeah.
That was another nice, volley.
Yep.
Back and forth across the net. That's 3 or 4 possessions on each team.
Yeah.
And here comes Hope.
15-9, Hope in back to serve, and Marissa in the front row. Yep. Good serve. Set to the outside, and blocked by Marissa and Witt. Nice block. Nice. Straight down. Point for the Indians.
Think she'll get 10 in a row again?
We'll see. She might.
Or finish the game.
Yeah. We'll be all right.
Nice play. Nice block by Whitley and Marissa. Going to string up a couple more of these. And a good serve in the middle. And Logan sets up the right side.
Nice dig by Tiki.
A great hit.
Wow.
Hope Wendell back over with it.
Nice.
Oh, another block by Marissa and Witt.
Yep.
And that's trouble. And Logan can't get it over.
Yep.
Great dig by Tiki on that one.
Yeah, it was. And she did not have a blocker, so that was all mercy.
Yeah. Yep.
So Ben Logan, let's talk about it again. Indians up 17-9.
We'll be proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales here in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We offer complete tune-ups, brake service, front-end alignment, and all scheduled maintenances on your car, truck, or van. We also offer any brand of new tires. Hastings Auto Sales also has complete auto detailing for your vehicle. Check out our late model used auto inventory at hastingsauto.com. If you don't see what you're looking for, give me a call and I'll do my best to find the vehicle you're looking for. Give us a call here at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Okay, we're back here at the Portside Fieldhouse. Indians up 17-9 in the second game of the match against Ben Logan. So Hope Wendell is back with her. I don't know what that noise is. Nice serve. Another block by Whitley and Marissa. But they make a good play out of it. Reeves free ball it over. Hook sets Witt.
Yep.
And pounds it down the middle.
Yep.
Nice
yep.
set. Nice kill.
Yep. So nice play by the Indians again. Hope Wendell gets her third straight serve again. So. Hope back serve. Nice serve receive. Back set. And nice play by the Indians.
Wow.
Wow, I don't know how they do it.
Put the ball up.
Oh, nice.
Another nice dig. Nice dig.
I don't know if Marissa got hung up in the net. I'm not sure what she was doing. She was kind of in Hope's way. Now that I don't think Hope could have made that play, but I think if Marissa would have seen that ball, she could have made that play.
Still
yeah.
Yeah. It was a great dig by Kiki.
Yeah,
just got
it
up close to the net and hope yep. to get to it.
Yeah, it was.
Jeez. Then moving back to serve. Brenna up to Hope on the outside. Marissa Garkey. Nice hit to get a hand on it. Back to the near side.
Go, Beach.
Nice dig by Brenna.
Wow.
Back to Brooke Colleague. And a good hit over. Ben Liga makes a nice play on it. That's the right side. Witt gets a hand on it. Hope sets up.
Look out.
Marissa Garkey.
Wow. Garkey on the right side.
There was so much potential when that ball went to Hope. She had two great crushers that she could have gotten it to. And
holy cow, Marissa just unleashed like a beast on that.
Next surfing Indians, Brooke Colleague.
Nice
dig by Hope. Up to Key to Marissa. Top shot in there. Another nice dig.
Oh,
in the net.
That time we got Will, they ran him on the net.
So. Yep.
Nice. It's so good, Indian.
Couple good digs there.
Yep.
Back to serve for the readers, Lindsey Cronkton. He ends up 19-11. Serves out of bounds.
Yep.
That's kind of well out of bounds.
Yeah, well, not even close, but yeah.
Is she trying to keep it away from somebody and just got out of control? I can see where she'd want to try to keep it away from just about anybody we have back there.
Yeah,
absolutely back to serve and gets an ace.
Throw one over to get it and just went right past it.
Yeah, so Whitley Rammel back to serve, which means we got Olivia Patch back in the front row, and she's had a real good day of hitting. So.
Yeah.
See what we can do here. I'd like to see Paige Forkamp get on the roll here in a minute. Which is only a matter of time.
Another block by the Indians.
Nice.
And Morgan. Probably got Nan Patch in that.
Yep, that's fast. Yep.
Indians up 21-12.
Dang, that's too bad because Whitley Rammel had her dig and she was excited about it. Ball coming off the bench. Happy camper, I know. So Kiki with the serve receive.
Hope to Marissa. Nice dig. Nice play by Liv at the net.
Nice.
Ben Logan underneath the net.
Good.
Yep.
Good. Nice play. Nice smart play by Olivia Patch. I'm going to give her a block solo for that one.
Back in the lineup for the Indians is Paige Judy and Chloe Showalter, and for Hope Wendell and Marissa Garkey.
Look, kind of points we can string together here. Indians up 22-12.
Showalter back to serve.
Nice serve.
Indians get her back over the net and looking back to it. Nice take by Brooke Colleague. Chloe back set the page.
Oh,
missed it in a net.
I think that might have been a forced back set. I think, you know, she would just, I get it, though. I would want to get the ball to her, too. But I think that the angle where Chloe was going, she probably should have went outside and tried to force it a little bit, too. But nice, I mean, good thinking, though. Good thinking.
Chloe says, okay, Judy, a thundering hit, but nice dig by the Raiders.
Wow.
Another nice block by the Raiders.
Oh,
what a great.
Wow.
Raiders set up to the middle. And out. Out of bounds.
Out of bounds.
Boy, it's a nice place there.
Yeah, we did.
That is three.
The coverage.
Just incredible.
Yeah, the coverage
incredible.
On our hitters.
Just keeping that ball alive so somebody could get to it.
Yep.
I think the Raiders are having to think, what do we have to do?
Yeah.
Because they had it.
Yeah.
And they're playing just as scrappy as we are.
They are.
Yeah,
they are.
That's really good team.
Yeah.
Forkamp back to serve in the middle.
Back set on the right side, and she gets it in the block. Catching Judy, but block goes out of bounds. So point for the Raiders. Indians up 23-14 in the lineup for the Indians. It is Brenna Holman. Paige Forkamp takes the seat. Back to serve is Kylie Frazier for the Raiders.
To Brooke.
Chloe to Liv, and Liv just took him out of bounds.
That might have been her first bad hit in two games.
I think that's probably right.
Yeah, she did not have one against Bishop Lures.
I don't remember one. Tuesday. Just really good.
Yeah, again, I think maybe setting choice on that one.
Chloe outside the page duty, and she pounds the ball down. It was a nice kill.
Yep, that's the way it should be done. That's the way she should always be hitting. Over the top of her blockers. Sometimes she gets it behind her and she can't see him. So that was a nice point.
Definitely have a size advantage of advantage of that.
Yeah,
back to serve for a match point. Middle, outside set for Logan. We're probably going to get a handle on it. Tries to dump it over and just a little bit short.
Yeah.
24-16.
Well, let's get this point. We can win this match.
Raiders serve it middle to Kiki, to Chloe, to Witt. Oh, gets blocked. Kiki with nice block coverage. Set up Paige Judy and says, nice kill. That was a good set. Nice kill.
Yep, nice play. Nice point for the game.
Yep, nice play by the Union. And that's the match.
Yeah.
So
25-16, the second set.
Yep, let's take a quick break and come back and recap. How about that?
Sounds good.
Back in just a minute.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Street Market is having a big end of the summer sale going on now through Labor Day with great prices throughout the store. Looking for some great brats for the grill? They have 5 packs of Johnsonville brats on sale. Get 2 packs of their fresh brats for $9.99 or 2 packs of Johnsonville smoked brats for $8.99. And you can get their great quarter pound hamburger patties for the package for just $2.99. And if you're looking for some great steaks for the grill, how about these? Ribeye steaks for $6.99 a pound, or New York strip steaks for just $4.99 a pound. These are all available in their grab-and-go cakes. So get to Wayne Street Market and get in on these great prices for some great grilling. These special prices are good through Labor Day, and they'll be open from 10 to 2 on Labor Day Monday. You can always count on great prices and great selection at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, then I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management position, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, that's all right. So we're back here at Fortside Fieldhouse. Indians take the second game 25-16. Okay. Mm-hmm. And they won the first game 25-13. So that match we pretty much dominated. I think our size just kind of took over there towards the end and
definitely had size advantage over there.
Yeah. And I think our tell me if I'm wrong, but I think our defense played incredible that game.
We did have good defense that game. And Logan was just a scrappy on the floor. They played some good defense too. We just kind of overpowered them.
Yeah, I think if Ben Logan had some bigger, better hitters, they could have could have had a little better game against us. So.
Right.
For a very nice game. So just a couple of stats I'll end with, and then we'll take a long break in between here and probably tune in around quarter after 12 or so.
Yeah, depending on how long this next match goes.
Yeah.
I would say it could start as early as 12:10, 12:15, probably 12:30.
Yeah.
It's scheduled for 1, so this one finished 20 minutes ahead of schedule. So.
Right, yeah, we'll see, and we'll just play it by ear. But just a few stats we'll end with for that match. Paige Judy with 5 kills. Five kills. Paige Forkamp with 1. Marissa with 4. Whitley had 6, and Olivia Patch had 4. Diggs, we have Brooke Collig with 9. Kiki Wendell with 12. And then Brenna Holman had 7. And Paige Forkamp 2 with, and Whitley with 2. So as far as serving goes, I think Hope Wendell kind of led us with serving points. And then the locks, we had Whitley Rammel with 4, Marissa Garkey with 3, Olivia Patch with 2. So just a few highlight stats for you, and we will see you at 12:15.
Somewhere around there, whenever we'll come on, probably just before game time, like we did here. There won't be a national anthem for the for this match or our second match, just for the first one. So we'll come on a minute or two, probably before the match starts with Springfield.
Okay. Sounds good. See you later.
See you in probably an hour and 15, 20, 30 minutes. Thanks.
Yep, thanks. Thanks.
Right here on Corporate Recovery Internet Radio, with being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors that you heard during today's special sports cast, and the sports department of Corporate Recovery Internet Radio, and all the volunteers of CorporateRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks for listening. Now we're going to send it back to the studio for regular programming.